Sanctification for spirit, soul, and body.
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
I bless you to be excited that when God sanctifies you, He sanctifies you through and through, spirit, soul, and body. He does the job from the inside out, starting with your spirit, continuing to your soul, and finishing with your body. Over the last 4 years, I have received quite a bit of sanctification from God, and I would like to share with you my experience. During difficult circumstances, the God of peace would ask me to focus on my heart, not the circumstances, because it's in the heart that He starts His job of sanctification, and He uses the circumstances as His tool. If I obeyed and focused on my heart, He would show me the real problem, the belief that really maimed me. Usually it was something like, I'm unworthy, I do not belong, I'm invisible. As soon as I offered my heart to Him, the God of peace would start His sanctification job. He would do heart surgery and remove the belief that bound me and exchanged it for His peace. The peace that started in my heart would then spread to my thoughts and my emotions and eventually to my body. You see, in the end, it's the peace of God that sanctifies our spirit, soul, and body. Listen again.
May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I bless you to allow the God of peace Himself to sanctify you. Do not attempt a job that only God Himself can do. If you would attempt the job of sanctification, it would be artificial. It will be a job done on the outside. Because you do not have the power to change yourself on the inside, and there would be no peace. Remember, the God of peace wants to sanctify you Himself. He starts from the inside and will reach your entire spirit, soul, and body. All He needs from you is to focus on your heart and make it available to Him, and He will do the rest. I bless you.